Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri and this week's message is Shrouded by Fog. Have you ever been traveling in your car when a heavy fog settled in, making it too treacherous to drive? As the density of the fog increases, the road ahead seems to disappear. The year 2020 is now in our rearview mirror. What lies ahead for 2021 is shrouded in fog. Will the new year bring heartache and pain or peace and contentment? We simply don't know. So how can we be prepared? I have always been an early riser. I normally get up between 2 and 3 a.m. This morning, I got up too early, even measured by my own standards. Last night, I didn't sleep well. I've been feeling a little under the weather for a few days. Hopefully, it's just a cold and not COVID-19. I suspect this is the thought that crosses everyone's mind when they get a new cough or sniffle these days. If you've been listening to my Fourth Day Letter podcast for any length of time, you likely know that my home is nestled in the Carolina Mountains. On a clear day, I have a 30-mile view from our back deck. We have a hot tub on the deck. Quite often, the inspirations for my writings come during my prayer and meditation time in the hot tub, during these wee hours of the morning while the rest of the world sleeps. This morning was no exception. I was in the hot tub at 1:20 a.m. Typically, the sky is filled with a wide expanse of twinkling stars, but not this morning. This morning, everything was shrouded in a dense fog. I could barely make out the skeletal outlines of the many trees in our yard. The limited view caused me to reflect both on the year that had just ended and the year that lies ahead. There is no doubt that 2020 was a year filled with much pain. So many lives were negatively impacted by the pandemic. Many people lost loved ones from the COVID-19 virus. Yet, before 2020 becomes too maligned, a fair assessment of the year will reveal that the year was also filled with many blessings. Honestly, I think we could say this about every year of our life. Most Christians recognize that our blessings vastly outnumber our pains and sorrows. So there I was, not feeling well, sitting in the hot tub, surrounded by fog. I thought to myself, this limited view is emblematic of the year ahead. It too is shrouded in fog. I have no idea what lies ahead for me or my family. For that matter, neither do you. We can only live in the present because tomorrow is not guaranteed. Sadly, way too many families suffered grief from the loss of loved ones in 2020. They most likely never saw that coming on New Year's Day last year. What's ahead for the coming year? I have no idea. Will you and I still be here at the end of the year? We just don't know. But what I do know with certainty is that 2021 will be a much better year if we invite Jesus to make the journey with us. He alone can navigate the foggy uncertainties of tomorrow. I have no clue as to whether heartache or joy is on the horizon. Matthew 6:34 tells us, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself." I do know in my soul that God will fill my life with blessings in 2021. So as we peer into the dense fog of a new year, let's embark on our destinations unknown with joy in our heart. Let's hold tight to our Lord's hand with confidence, knowing that He will get us through whatever comes our way. Psalm 98 came to my mind this morning. It offers these uplifting thoughts. "Sing a new song to the Lord, for He has done marvelous deeds. The Lord has made His victory known, has revealed His triumph in the sight of the nations. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Break into song, sing His praise." God sent His Son to save us from our sins. Through His death and resurrection, He opened the gates of heaven to those who believe in Him. What news could possibly be better than this? With this knowledge in our hearts, let's peer into the foggy unknown of tomorrow, knowing that God will provide for all of our needs. May your new year be blessed. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I know you clothe the flowers and the fields with brilliant colors and provide for the birds and the trees. I know that you will also provide all I need in the upcoming year. Lord, I place my trust in you. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember, be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.